Inside Ben Davis basketball coach Mark James with the Ben Davis Giants. Coach, how you doing?
Just fine.
Coach, you just went to Franklin Central, your old alma mater where you coached, obviously. You coached there for a very long time. What was it like to go back there?
Well, obviously not very well. We didn't play real well. They end up winning the game. I thought they paid more attention to detail than we did, which is sort of not a good thing here close to the tournament. I thought we took some shots we shouldn't have. Passed up maybe some shots that we should have taken, and we didn't shoot the ball very well at the free throw line. I think we were 6-for-13, and they were 12-for-12. Ended up being a huge thing in the game. They made sure it was a possession game. They were very patient, and they made sure the best players got shots, and ended up being at the end, they won, we didn't.
And Franklin Central likes to play a little bit of your game. You like to slow things down a little bit. Did they get that coaching mentality from you?
No, I don't think I like to slow it down. We play according to the way we need to play. I'd like to fast break every time down the floor. We want our better players to take shots. We want to make it more of a half-court game. You're correct. We don't want to have 80 possessions in a game like Pike does. We don't think we're offensively skilled enough to play that way. So we sort of play according to what's available. I don't care if we score on one pass or 100 passes as long as it's the shot we want to take. So I thought they made a really good, really big effort of throwing a lot of passes against us, just like Carmel did, exploited us on defense at a couple of positions. We normally don't play that way, and in games where people played that way against us, we've struggled a little bit, and that's, you know, Carmel played us that way, Franklin Central played us that way. I don't think Southport, Pike, Northwest, anyone in our section will play that way. Decatur could, and Perry could. So, you know, you just never know. It depends on who you end up playing, but you have to be able to play all different styles of ball. I think the biggest thing at this point in time it's always what your team's doing and not doing. We're turning the ball over at the wrong time, not boxing out real well, just paying attention to detail things. Now, we did box out against Frankston. I thought it's the best we boxed out all year. They only had a couple offensive rebounds. So that was a real positive thing for us. So we're doing a lot of positive things. We've won 16 games. We've lost 7, I think. And we lost to Frank Central basically by one possession. We followed them at the end with no time left. Southport beat us on last second shot. Pike beat us on, you know, by 3. Brebeuf beats us by 2. It's just been a deal where we've been in games. Brebeuf played real patient against us and detailed. When we've gotten in detailed games, we've struggled a little bit. Our basketball IQ is more of a college pro type, where we have like an internal shot clock. After so long, someone has to shoot it. But in high school, there's not that shot clock. So if you don't make sure your best player, like against Carmel, their best kid took 21 of their 31 shots. I mean, that's the reason they have two guys on the floor that didn't take a shot the whole game. That's just a mentality that you have to match in a game like that and make sure your best players are getting all the shots, or you're probably going to come up on the short end of the stick. And that's what we got to really address, I think, is not so much what other people are doing, but control the things we can. That's our attitude and our effort and own IQ to the game.
All right, Coach, before we move on to Arsenal Tech, I was told to ask you this. What's the story behind the box of Three Musketeers you got?
The guy that ran a concession stand there, Dave Bannon, is still there. And he's not a teacher anymore. He's retired, but he's ran the concession stand for 40-some years out there. And so before every game, he'd put a Three Musketeers bar on my desk before the game. So that's what it was all about. He was sort of getting back at me about that thing.
All right, that's kind of cool. And I'm moving on to Arsenal Tech, your last regular season game. Obviously, it's a big one going in because you just drew your sectional this past Sunday. You guys drew Northwest, winner of that place, Southport. What do you guys need to go in to do to beat Tech? Because they're a very good team as well.
They're really good. Probably the fastest team we've seen play all year. We saw them play Pike. I mean, when the ball goes in the basket, they have three guards that can be on the other end in 4 seconds. I mean, they zip. Keeping them from getting in the paint with the ball is going to be a monstrous task for us. I don't think we can do it. We're going to try. But the biggest issue after that then becomes when the ball goes up on the boards. They're probably one of the best rebounding teams we've seen all year. They just all go in there like mad dogs after the ball. So, and then they press and trap a lot, which we think we'll see a lot in the tournament. So this is a really good lead-up game for us in tournament. It'll be a high-intensity game. They're very aggressive, very quick, very athletic, much more athletic than we are. And so it'll be, as far as quickness is concerned, so it'll be really interesting game for us. It should be a really good teacher for us here going into the tournament, I hope.
All right, Coach, good luck. You got to get this win. You're going to Northwest.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice. Thanks, bud. Yep.